Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection. And today is a very special day, as it always is when we talk to Jennifer with Elder Care. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I can't believe the weather is this beautiful in December.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take 65 anytime. I mean, it's 46 right now, but my goodness sakes, forecast of 65. Bring it on, man.
Well, I just think it gives you an opportunity to get out, do a little bit more Christmas shopping, feel good about shopping in the community because it's nice outside. People want to get out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the time to get her done. A lot of our seniors are getting her done, too, because they're pretty darn active. And Jennifer, of course, is with Elder Care, and she's the administrative director. You've been very busy. October to now has just been like,
it has. You know, October is always a huge month for us with flu shot season and everything. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of circle into November, and the next thing you know, you're in Thanksgiving mode and Christmas mode. And I think everyone's feeling a little bit of that pressure because Thanksgiving's over and it's like, here's December, and Christmas is here soon.
Oh, my goodness. It's all coming together so fast.
It is, but we are having a great time. Our building, we've got our Christmas tree up over there.
Sweet.
And some decoration. So come by, check out what we have there. We just love to kind of show off the building and all the decorations. So even if you just want a cup of coffee, come on in and check us out over on Swan Drive and see how we're getting prepared for the holidays.
Very good. Now, you offer a multitude of services, and of course, you have these nice little get-togethers every now and then for informational purposes, too. And I'm getting some pretty good feedback here the last few. So.
We have. You know, we just had Legal Aid of Oklahoma here on Monday, and they talked about just different scams that seniors should be aware about.
Yes.
And the different things to take into account. So that was a great educational talk. In January, we'll have another one. Actually, Arvest Wealth Management is going to come and talk about the different kinds of ways that you can give to charities. You know, a lot of people talk about it now. It's the end of the year. You're trying to maybe think about your taxes and all of that stuff. But we also want to have a great conversation at the first of the year of planning those gifts throughout the year, maybe not waiting until then. And there's been some changes with how you can use your IRA to do charitable donations. And so they're going to come and talk about it. It'll be a really great conversation. So if you're interested, that's January something. I don't know off the top of the head. We'll get it out to you, but in January. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Arvest is a bunch of good people there, and I do a lot of business with them, and I find them to be very, very helpful. Now with the holidays going full bore, I understand that, you know, we've been having some fun with our very active seniors, just kind of getting about, and Elder Care is kind of helping out with that, too.
Yeah, we mean our whole mission is to live happy, healthy, independent lives, and so that may be helping you at home with things, but like you said, October or December is a busy month for activities, so we're going to go on a Christmas light little tour here in Bartlesville on the 16th. If anybody wants to join us, we're going to go to dinner at Sterling's, jump on a bus, go check out some of the local Christmas lights, kind of a throwback to maybe what you did as a kid.
Oh, nice.
Today we're having Diane Fallis come in. She's a local kind of historian, storyteller, and she's going to talk about the Victorian women. So you can still come at 2 o'clock. We always love drop-ins if you want to do that. And then December 19th, it's a Thursday. It will be our last golden hour of the year. It's a week early because of Christmas. And when you come on the 19th, we'll have our brand new brochure, and that will have all new trips and all new classes and all new social events that you can take a part of at the first part of the year. So if that's you, if you're 6 years older and you're looking for some things to fill your calendar, maybe not every day, just occasionally, you're looking for some unique opportunities, make sure to drop by and check out that Golden Opportunities brochure. And then in December, pick up the new one, become a member of just that social group, and enjoy all the benefits.
This is wonderful. You know, back in October, we had kind of that early sneaky, really cold. like, oh, no, it's going to be frosty, freezy till, you know, who knows when. And then suddenly things got better. But I understand there were a lot of folks who were out getting the flu shots, and you guys did a great job on that.
Well, thank you.
And we just wanted to pass that along. We got great response on, you know, they said folks and the Elder Care took care of us pretty good.
Well, good. It was a little crazy this year, and so we're so thankful, one, that everyone enjoys, you know, coming to Elder Care and get our flu shots. It is crazy, but it's one of our probably most fun internally things that we get to do. you know, the manufacturers were delayed this year, so everyone got their shots a little late. It was a little crazy, but we managed. Everyone was so wonderful that came in and was so understanding of all the delays that we had no control of. So our community is wonderful. We're glad to be able to provide a service for that. Mm-hmm. In fact, another community thing we're going to do, actually next Tuesday, that's December 10th, and what we're doing is we're going to have Pictures with Santa. And so you can come to Elder Care from 4 to 6:30 and get a free picture with Santa. Our idea is everybody in their life has a child, whether it's a person from church, whether it's your actual grandchild, whether it's your own child, you know, whoever that is. It's a great time of the year to get together, and we want families to feel like that. And so if you're a grandparent and you have a grandchild, load them up in the car on the 10th, come to Elder Care, sit next to Santa with your grandchild, get a picture with Santa, grab some popcorn and some hot cocoa. There's no charge for this event. We just want people to come and kind of have a little fun there. So we're encouraging everyone to come and check out our picture day with Santa.
Oh, well, that's really nice. Yeah. Have you done this before?
We haven't. It will be our first year. We'll see how it goes. Uh-huh. There's a lot of little details we're still working out, but we have a great Santa lined up. You'll come in. Like I said, it's just going to be hopefully as seamless as we can, being it's our first year. So, you know, there might be a few rocky parts of it. But the photos are free. We're only going to give one per kind of group or family, or, you know, you can't go and have six all at the same time. But it will just be something that will be printed right then. You can just take it home with you. If you have other people who want to sneak a little picture on your phone while you're up there, we don't have a problem with that. Yeah. And so just come and get a picture. We encourage everyone to stop by during that time.
Well, that is really wonderful. That sounds like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. For folks who don't know a whole lot about elder care, let's kind of take us back a little bit here and then tell us what elder care is all about and what elder care does in our community.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been around for a long time. Yeah. 1983 is when elder care was established and started a little white house over on Madison Road. And then for a while, we were at the old Memorial Hospital downtown. And then 2005 is when this building on Swan Drive was built for us. And what our whole mission is to offer programs and services that aid in the aging process, to help those who are getting a little bit older live happy, healthy, independent lives. And what we're finding is that looks so different for everybody. Aging happens at a different time. Whether you're 60, you might feel a little older than another 60-year-old, or maybe you're 90 and you're still going strong. Maybe you live in your home, or maybe you've made the choice to go to a retirement community because that's what's great for you. So aging happens at all kinds of different speeds and all kinds of different paths. And so we've tried to create programs to be able to go into anywhere you're at, wherever you are on the aging process, to help out, from physical therapy to a primary care physician who specializes in the older patient, to a daybreak program, which is an adult day health center. And that's where those who are looking for daily socialization can come to our center, enjoy activities, lunch, snack, breakfast. It even includes a little memory care help if maybe as your older loved one is having some memory care, Alzheimer's, dementia, we can assist with something to do every day or a couple days a week to help with that. We offer other caregiving services and the social networking program that we talked about. We offer care management and help in the home. We'll have people come out and help with housekeeping. And maybe at this time of the year, you're like, well, why would I need it? Well, they're great at wrapping presents and helping you go to the store to get your Christmas gifts. So there's a lot of need as you get older. And sometimes all you need is a little help getting your balance back, and physical therapy is great for that. And maybe 10 years down the road, you want someone to come over and prep your meals because you're tired of doing it and you're 80 and you don't want to make meals anymore. Yeah. So that's what we do. Yeah. I mean, a little bit of everything.
Well, that's great. And, of course, you've got a website, right?
We do. So you can check out a little bit more formal explanation of all of those programs on our website. And that's abouteldercare.org. You can go there and you can click at the top, and it talks about all those programs a little bit more in depth than the little spiel I just did. It's a great way to check out like the brochures that we have or maybe upcoming events. I also love a little tab we have that's called resources. So you can read articles that are relevant to you or go to other websites that are great for that.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a Facebook page too?
We do have a Facebook page.
I bet it's pretty active.
We try to keep it pretty active. We find that, you know, a lot of people are out on social media.
They are.
It's an easy way to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
So you would want to search for us. You can search under Elder Care, but a lot of people find it under Washington County Elder Care. So okay. You can search either way. And on there, we'll post pictures of the events we're doing, or we'll talk about what's upcoming. I think today is going to be a post about our Santa Day. So check that out. And then you can stay up to date. You can ask us questions on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We'll be more than happy to respond that way. So you've got our website. Our favorite way of knowing what's going on is coming into our building. We love to see everybody. So if you have the time and you are like, I've never been in there, I wonder, come on by.
What's going on in there?
Exactly. Yeah. Come on by. We're on 1223 Swan Drive. Mm-hmm. That's right by Walmart. So I know you've been there.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you've been to Walmart.
Yeah, you know where that is.
So you just go right around the corner, right past Green Country Village, the retirement community. Mm-hmm. We're right next door to that.
Well, good neighbors, that's for sure.
They are good neighbors. They absolutely are. And then we've got a church on the other side. They're so gracious to us often. And so it's a great little area for us to be in. But you can stop by, chat with the staff, just walk around and get a tour. There's always coffee available there. Mm-hmm. If you're listening and bringing yourself to elder care is not necessarily easy, you're a working professional, or you can give us a call too. We love to talk on the phone. We can answer any questions you may have. And that's at 918-336-8500. Hopefully it's an easier number to remember. But there's lots of ways to get a hold of us, and we would love to explain what we do or answer questions, or if you have ideas or anything, just let us know.
One thing for sure is that our seniors are a lot more active than they were when I was a kid.
That's good, though.
And you were telling me just in the green room.
In the green room.
Yeah. 80 is about the time you might be slowing down these days. It used to be 60. It used to be 70. Mm-hmm. Now it might be 80 that you're slowing down.
It is. Yeah. You know, and I think it's really important. People are working a little bit longer.
They sure are.
Advances in the medical field and everything like that, it allows us to feel better longer. It allows us to have a longer life. Mm-hmm. And so, sometimes you might feel more like, oh, I'm 80. Maybe I should slow down.
But
that's all personal choice, though.
That is your choice.
What we will always say, though, is to live the life that you want to live, it's all about, when you get older, it's really about gauging where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
It's about understanding where your limitations is, but also understanding that those don't have to stay limitations. So if you're 65, 70, and that knee is really starting to give you a problem, getting in and being proactive with a physical therapist or an exercise program and keeping those things going, they have long-term rewards as you age. So right now in your 50s, your 60s, if you're listening, even if you're in your 70s, it is so important that you have a daily or a weekly regimen of exercise and stretching, because it helps with balance. It helps with your mental health. It helps with keeping your brain energized. And maybe in your 20s, you could skip a week or two of exercise and you'd be fine. And then your 30s. But at some point, a regular regimen of that stuff is really key to your health. And so if you're looking to get started on something, our physical therapy department, they can help you identify, okay, here's some great exercises for you, not just anybody, but for you, and get you started and start off on a good foot. And
that makes it really personal.
It does.
It's great.
It does. Well, and movement is medicine. Keep moving will keep you from being stuck in the chair or stuck at home or getting sad at these times. So we always like to say movement is medicine. The more you move, probably the better you're going to feel. And if moving hurts, there are things that you can do to help.
Great. Now, Jennifer, again, for folks who just tuned in, how do we get a hold of you at Elder Care so we can explore a little bit?
Yeah, well, you can check us out on Facebook. That's either Washington County Elder Care or Elder Care. You can check our website out. That's abouteldercare.org. You can drop by and see us on Swan Drive at 1223 Swan Drive, right by Walmart. You can give us a call at 918-336-8500. Or if you need to, I guess, Tom, they could call you and you could get them to me.
Sure. Indeed.
There's so many ways to do it.
Indeed. Yeah. We'll be more than happy to refer folks your way.
Absolutely. So, again, we have a lot of things going on. I don't think everyone realizes all the things that we do. And so definitely checking out that Facebook page or our website is a really good way. We still run a lot of things in the paper. So if you still get the paper, we've got press releases and calendars and all of that.
Sweet. Well, thank you very much, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Come join us for Santa next Tuesday.
All right. Sounds good. I might even be the kid. No, I won't do that.
No, you can come by yourself. It's okay.